Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Potions Are for Pushovers by Tamara Berry. Read by Sarah Zimmerman. Chapter 1.
Is a cat part of the ritual? The tall, gaunt man taps his fingertips on the mantelpiece, uneasily eyeing the sleek, black feline at his feet.
It keeps looking at me.
Why does it keep looking at me?
She won't cause you any harm, Mr. Worthington, I reply,
though I too have a habit of treading warily where that animal is concerned. For reasons known only to herself, my cat refuses to leave the room whenever I receive a visit from a client. Like a brothel, madam, overseeing her domain. Beast, as I've aptly named the creature, won't leave until payment is secure and services are rendered. Her presence merely seals what is already strengthened between us. Did you bring the money? Mr. Worthington pats his breast pocket.
Small, unmarked bills, as you asked.
I nod once. Small, unmarked bills are my favorite kind. A little bulky to carry around, yes, and a pain when trying to buy anything bigger than a bread box, but I find them essential for daily living. Not even Inspector Peter Piper, the village watchdog and my ever-attentive nemesis, can raise a hue and cry if I stop by the grocer's with a purse full of 5-pound notes. With a careful glance at Beast, who has moved to position herself in the doorway to the kitchen, I reach under my couch and extract a small wooden box, scratched all over with cryptic markings. Even I don't know what they mean, so you can imagine the effect they have on my visitor.
What's that?
He asks, his voice wavering. I place the box.